favor. Okay, so the second and last segment that we have to look at is this issue of rejoicing over the death and destruction of Rishon. And I want to preface it with a beautiful analysis, a famous and beautiful analysis of Rav Kook, Rav Kook Zatzal. You take a look over here. There are two pages from the Siddur of Rav Kook. It's a collection of things that he wrote on the Siddur. It's called Olat Re'iya. And what? Do I have an extra packet? I think I might. Yeah. And Rav Kook Zatzal here has a beautiful discussion of the Birchat Haminim in Shmon Esrei, okay, of the Bracha V'Lamal Shinim. Okay, and as soon as I find my copy of this packet, we'll be ready to look at that.
Our was received the same day that we read the Chazon Ish.
Yeah.
In another one of my classes, we learned from that sefer.
Yeah? So funny how that works out, right? Yeah. Okay. Cool. Ah, here we go. Okay, Beseder. So, welcome. Okay, so Rav Kook is talking about the bracha of V'lamal Shinim, right? Birchat Haminim, and he quotes the Gemara in Brachot. This is the bottom of this page. Right, let me see the bottom of this page. He says like this: V'lamal Shinim. Amalem Rem Gamliel Chachamim. Kiran Gamliel said to the various Chachamim, "Klum Yesh Adam Sheyodea L'Takein Birchat Haminim." Amad Shmuel HaKatan V'Tikna. So Shmuel HaKatan gets up and he was mitakein the bracha of L'mal Shinim. Says Rav Kook, beautiful idea. He says, "Kol HaBrachot Shal HaTfila Sheim Le'ot Chesed Va'Ava Ra'uy L'Taknein Kol Chacham Ha'Ra'uy L'Ma'ala Ra'uma Kazot." Says that to establish any of the bracha of Shmon Esrei, there are lots of different chachamim who could have established the bracha of Shmon Esrei. That's not such a big concern. Aval bracha zo shel hatfila birchat haminim right v'lamal shinim shebitocha atzurim dvarim shel sina u'mistema, okay, which is filled with words of hatred. V'adam v'asher hu adam i'afshar klal shelo timsa b'kirbo ezo sin'ah tiv'it levein afshov rafei amo. It's natural for a person to despise their enemies, to have a hatred against their enemies. So here, tzricha hi lavo davko m'mi shekulo tahor v'kadosh l'Hashem. You need a special level of purity and of kedusha to be metakein the bracha of v'lamal shinim. You need someone who doesn't have any enmity, any hatred towards other people, even his enemies, even people enemies of his people. That such a person is able to pray to Hashem to destroy Rishon purely because of the fact that they take away from the perfection of the world, they take away from the fulfillment of the goodness that could exist in the world. And not because of any personal grudge or because of the fact, you know, personal vendetta. Aval imi she'er b'vavo eza regesh kolduhu shel sin'ah v'pnei ha'tnagdut hativit. Because if there's any kind of personal hatred, even if it's justified, even if it's proper, then it can spill over to other things as well. Alkein, amad Shmuel HaKatan b'tiknah. And that's why davka Shmuel HaKatan. Because Shmuel HaKatan is the one who Masechet Avot, right? We find Masechet Avot that Shmuel HaKatan, Omer, bin Fol, Yivcha, Al Tismach, etc. Right? And the Mefarshim discuss, what does that mean? It's a pasuk in Mishlei, two pasuk in Mishlei. So why is it that it says Shmuel HaKatan, Omer? Because that was symptomatic, that was typical. exemplified who he was and how he acted and what his character was, as is true, by the way, of all the Mishnah and Masechet Avot. And all the Mishnah and Masechet Avot, the Rashbam already says, quoting Midrash Shmuel, the Rashbam, the great Balei Tosfot, says that all the Mishnayot and Avot are reflections of the Tanam who are saying them. They're reflections of their lives, of their personalities, of their character. Not stam that they're saying this idea. It's a reflection of who they are. And we could spend, you would not believe how long discussing that one point. I've done it on other occasions, so I can tell you. I had a series of shirim in my house for some of the people in YU for a couple of years. Once a week for like close to an hour, every week. And we didn't quite finish, but we got to a lot of Avot just discussing this point. So we're not going to get into that point. But what Rav Kook is alluding to, or at least touching on, is the idea is that this typified Shmuel HaKatan, bin Fol Yivcha Al Tismach, and therefore he was the appropriate person. Hevisim El Vavo Kol Regesh Sina Gam Lison Einav Sho. In other words, that Shmuel HaKatan was uniquely qualified to formulate this bracha such that it should be founded purely on the desire for the world to be a place totally of good, and therefore a desire to remove evil and out of necessity Risham from this world, not out of personal enmity. Continues Rav Kook Zatzal, says L'shana Acheret Shchacha. Okay, a different year, a different time, he forgot this bracha. V'shkif ma'shtayim shloshot, and he was trying to, you know, he was looking into it. He was thinking about it for 2-3 hours until he finally was able to say it. So Rav Kook says, well, what does that mean? Right, it's like trying to remember the bracha ma'shinim. It's a bracha we say 3 times a day, right? I mean, he was trying. He was for 3 hours, 2-3 hours. And why couldn't someone just come over to him and say, no, the next word is, you know, it's not that hard, right? How many, there must have been someone in there who remembers the bracha. What does it mean? So Rav Kook says a beautiful pshat. He says, Anu omrim tilatenu al pi dat hamiastim helkiyim v'gam kishe rikshotehem gavhu ma'od midrachenu anu somchim al datam arima elokit. Amnam hualab hashalom hamiasei v'ametakein. Right, Shmuel HaKatan was the one who formulated, who established this bracha. Darash shetiyeh tefilato novat mimamakeh nafsho hakdoshah l'chol prateah. Aval ha'tefilah shel habracha l'minim hi tzricha ma'amad nefesh gavoa v'nisa ma'od. You have to be on a very, very high level to say l'mal shinim in the ideal way. Kedei shetavo davka mitarat lev kadosh hadavek belukim chayim u'makir shekol briotav chavivim l'fanav. That this other time, sometime in the future, he shkiv shtaim u'shal sha'od ad shematzab enafsho et hechsher ha'kdusha v'atara v'riya l'bracha zot. Sh'namra l'fi'im m'lotab ruach sina, v'shtiyeh im kol zot m'leya ruach ava v'chesed. V'rak kinat Hashem tzvakot b'cheshkol al tachlit ha'shleimut, b'galot kevod Hashem b'sur kol m'niya v'chol sig ta'aseh zot. In other words, says that why was he waiting 2-3 hours? Because he was trying to get himself on the level of being able to say this bracha in the sense of having compassion and love for everyone, not having a personal grudge even against Risham, but to ask for the elimination of Risham because of the desire that the world not be contaminated by the presence of evil. This is what Rav Kook suggests in terms of the bracha v'lamal shinim. And I think that on a certain level, it gives a framework for what we're going to discuss throughout the Shem, the next few minutes. I'm saying it's not identical to what Rav Kook suggests, but I think that it fits rather nicely with it. It really emerges, I think, the answer that I want to give, that I want to suggest in terms of the question of should we be rejoicing over the downfall, the destruction, the death of Risham or not, I think that the answer is found in the Psukim in Mishlei themselves. And once we realize that, it really explains so many sources in Chazal that at first glance appear to be contradictory. And it very much connects with what we were discussing last week. Okay? And just a few words about that, and then we're going to move on to the next topic. If you look at the two Psukim, we're on the last page. Okay, last page is the source book. If you look at the two Psukim Mishlei, there's a fundamental difference between the topic of the two Psukim and hence what it says about that topic. Bituv Sadikim Ta'alot Skirya Uvavod Rishaim Rina Mishlei Yud Aleph. On the other hand, Mishlei Chaf Dalet Binfal O Yivcha Al Tismach Uvikishlo Ayagel Libecha Penyir'eh Adonai V'rab Be'inav Veshiv Me'alav Apo. The subject in the two Psukim, the subject is different. What's the difference between the two? What is in the first case? Who are we talking about in the first case? What category of people?
Rishayim.
What about in the second case?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a fundamental difference between a Rasha and an Oyev. It's not the same thing. Right? Now, there certainly may well be overlap, but they're not identical. Let me give you an illustration of what I mean. Okay, and this I think really explains so many of these sources in Chazal. I would suggest if we look at Yitziat Mitzrayim, Kriyat Yamsuf, right? Famous Chazal, we saw Maaseh Yadai Tovim Bayam Vatem Omrim Shira Lefanai. Okay, so we say that there's a mitigation of Simcha by Kriyat Yamsuf, even though we're saved, and even though the Mitzrayim deserved, and even though everything else, and there's of course this aspect of Simcha, we say, oh, but there's a mitigation of it, right? Why is there a mitigation and the whole thing with the, you know, the drops of wine and everything? Why? Because Maaseh Yadai Tovim Bayam. But then we have to understand that there's an important distinction. If we're talking about what happens to Paro, right? We're talking about that Paro gets it. If Paro is killed, that would argue is Uvavod Rishayim Rina. Now, there's Paro who says, Havan Itchak Malo, who says, Kol Beni Lodi Yoret HaShichu, who is the person who is trying to do all of these evil things, he's a Rasha. And there's unmitigated Simcha about the fact, if he dies, it's Baruch Hashem, he's dead. Good riddance, Bavod Rishayim Rina. We don't say about that Maaseh Yadai Tovim Bayam. Maaseh Yadai Tovim Bayam is the fact that Paro sends his army. Now, is everyone in his army a Rasha? Not that everyone in his army is a Rasha. There are enemies. And certainly, it is the right thing. There are enemies, we have to fight them, and we have to even kill them. But not without regret, not without a tinge of sadness that we're forced to do that's necessary. It is necessary if we're being attacked and there's this army that's, we should respond in the strongest way possible. And it's a very, very terrible thing if we don't. However, that's not Bavod Rishayim Rina. Not everyone who was, not all the Mitzrim who were Tovei B'Yamsuf were Risham. Many of them were simply following orders. It's not that they wanted to go and wipe out, you know, all the men, women, and children of Am Yisrael and then go and attack them. They're part of the army, and the army's going to do this. This is what the Pharaoh tells them to do. So they go do it. Now, is that, you know, good? Is it? Yeah. But they're not Rishon because, you see what I'm saying? They're not like the essence of evil because of the fact that they're following orders and... I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do, that's okay, that they're not culpable. I'm not saying that. But we can say on the one hand that they're oyvim, and Baruch Hashem, we were saved from them. And if Hashem hand saves them, we had to fight against them, it would be a mitzvah to go and kill them. But still, with regret. Not so if we're talking about Paro being killed. That's Bavod Rishayim Rina. It may be that sometimes you have a situation in war where innocent people, or even not necessarily innocent, but not evil people, are killed. And even that's a necessity. But it's an unfortunate necessity. And that's very different than when you have someone who is Vash, the cause of the evil, the cause of the attack, then it's Bavod Rishayim Rina. People are doing it because that's what they... I would say 1,000% that's in the category of Bavod, Risha, and Rina. Right? But on the other hand, were there soldiers who, if we had the opportunity, we'd have to kill, you know, we should kill them, etc. But nonetheless, we would say Maase Yadai Tovim B'Yam, and it's not an unmitigated simcha. There is an element of, you understand what I'm saying? But of course, if you're talking about someone like Eichmann, who was, you know, enthusiastically trying to, of course, he was part, I don't mean just the person on top. I was saying that not every soldier who's following orders, and again, I'm not saying that they're not culpable for it, but that doesn't mean that they are like, you know, pure evil because they did, you know, they caved into pressure and didn't do what they were supposed to do, right? Like the Rambam talks about in Hilchot Yisrael Tara, the person who is in a situation where the halacha is yeharig val yavor, right? Where you're supposed to give up your life, okay? And you didn't, right? Person is supposed to, it's something where it's better to give up your life than to do that avera, but the person was forced, right? They did it under duress, and they were supposed to stand up and say, you know, I'm going to give up my life. But they didn't. So they did the wrong thing, and they're responsible for it. But at the same time, you don't get the normal onesh of, you know, bidei admin. You know, it's not the same as doing it baratzon, right? So I'm saying the same thing. Maase Yadai Tovim B'Yam is not because we say about anyone and everyone that it's never appropriate to rejoice about the destruction of someone who's evil. I don't think that's true. That's bavod rishayim rina, right? That's very clear. But amongst those people who drowned in Yam Suf were also people who just either physically couldn't or you know, in terms of strength of character, whatever it is, they simply did it because they were part of the army, they were, you know, and then how do you stand up to fire? So they went along with it. That doesn't make them evil. It doesn't mean that... So yes, they had to be killed, and yes, that was the right thing, and on balance, Baruch Hashem, they saved us from them, and that they, you know, and that they drowned. But there is still an element of, unfortunately, that happened. It would have been better, you know, rather that they had been able to somehow escape from that fate, and therefore we say Maase Yadai Tovim B'Yam Batim Amshira. I don't think there's any stira between these sources. And I would argue, again, I don't want to spend too long on this, but I think that if you look at all the sources carefully, in some cases you have to look at it very carefully. If you look at it very carefully, you see that really all the sources that I'm aware of, at least, in terms of this issue, really if you have these two categories, the resolution is very simple. And what I think is very powerful about this approach, not only, I mean, personally I think it makes a lot of sense, but aside from that, what really is the strength of it is that I think it's very innate to these, you know, I'm not superimposing a distinction on these two psukim and Mishnah and say, well, this is talking about this and this is talking about this. They are talking about different things, right? If you look at the psukim themselves, they are talking about different things. One's talking about Bavod Risha and Mina, and one's talking about Binfol or Yivcha. And Oyev and Rasha is not the same thing. Okay, and therefore, I think that this is along the lines of what Rav Kook Zatzal is suggesting, namely that there's a difference between, again, I'm not saying this is exactly what he says, but this is, I think, very parallel to it. Saying is that there's a difference between being happy because evil is being destroyed from the world. And here you have a person who's a rush, who's an embodiment of evil, so Baruch Hashem, right? If Arafat dies, so thank God he's dead, and you can party, and you don't have to say, you know, Maase Yadai Tovim B'Yam, you know, as a human being, you know, be happy. But on the other hand, if there's a military operation to knock out, you know, a launching site where they're shooting missiles at us, and people are used as human shields, and someone is, you know, and it's impossible to eliminate the threat without innocent people being killed. And so that's Maase Yadai Tovim B'Yam. It's a situation where, on the one hand, it may be necessary, and it may be the right response. At the same time, it's unfortunate, and you don't, you know, dance about it. Okay. One of the distinctions between Am Yisrael and our enemies right this moment, is the fact that they do dance about innocent people dying, and we don't. Okay. Adkan, this topic. Let's turn to the next issue. Okay.